Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to another amazing episode of Checking In. It's me. It's your girl. It's Michelle Williams. And I am delighted that you are here today. I'm excited about this episode because the Q&A episode went so well. We had a lot of questions left over. And then I said, well, let me put feelers out there again so that people can ask me anything. So before, I made it really specific. Ask me questions as it relates to grief, loss, and mental health. But now I'm just hopefully that I can help you get through and have an amazing 2022 with some of the answers that I'm about to give you. And I also want to say thank you. Thank y'all for y'all's patience. And thank you for tuning in to this episode. I know I kind of took a little bit of a break. I was filming a movie and it took, oh my gosh, I should have made better plans for my podcast because I just knew. You guys, there are times when I have traveled with my equipment and the producers are on standby when it's time to record. So I did the same thing. I took all of my equipment with me to Canada. And when I got there and we started filming, I was like, I'm on set sometimes 12 to 16 hours a day. Where do I find time to tape a podcast and film? And so y'all, please forgive me for that. Next time we will do better as far as carving time out because you guys have been my family, my friends, my cousins, my nieces and nephews, sisters and brothers. And so I always want you guys to know that you are being thought of and you are a priority. So listen, let's go ahead and get into one of these Q&A's. Okay. Thank you guys. Also, I remember I told you guys to text 404-737-0812 and that we could communicate. Now, some of y'all been going off on me on my text messages. Talking about, why don't you respond? How come you don't ever see these messages? Y'all, I promise you, I looked in here, there's 900 messages. So trust me, I answer as many as I can. So if you, it doesn't mean I didn't see your question. Some I'm just not able to answer. So let's see how many questions we get through today. Anthony Rivers says, good morning, beautiful. I want to know, will you be recording and releasing new music in 2022? Great question, Anthony. I might do one or two. We'll see. I say that every year and I'll do one or two songs. We'll see. We'll see. There's been some great music that's come out the past couple years and I definitely feel like I'm not in the mix musically. So we will see. There is opportunity for sure to record in 2022. It's just a matter of me grabbing hold to the opportunity to do new music. Okay. Oh, this is a fun one. Gideon Parker says, what's your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, my favorite ice cream flavor is a good old homemade tasting vanilla. I do like strawberry with real chunks of strawberry in it. I can't, sometimes I try to get into all of these mixtures and different flavors. And can you imagine Cheeto flavored watermelon hibiscus pomegranate apricot? I just give me vanilla or strawberry. I might do butter pecan, or I can do the caramel with swirls of caramel in it. That's it. But I don't like 84 flavor ice creams. That was a great question, Gideon. Thank you. Laquenia Gibson says, hey, how you doing? Well, thank you for asking, Laquenia. I'm doing amazing. She says, how would you recommend I go about becoming a motivational speaker? Well, that is a good question. Hopefully you are a part of an organization, a community, a church, or something that, you know, has opportunities for you to speak in. And then before you know it, you know, making sure that whatever you want to motivate people about, it solves a problem in a person's life. And before you know it, you will definitely become a motivational speaker. I think you should also take courses with people like John C. Maxwell as it relates to leadership, coaching, and motivating. He's one of the best out there to do it. Dr. Cindy Trim, she is phenomenal as well. So that's what I can share with you. And making sure, like I said, whatever you want to motivate people about, that it solves a problem in their life, that it frees a generation, that it sets up a whole nother generation for success. All right. All right. Wonderful, 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 wonderful questions. I said, ask me anything and it may be featured on my podcast. Somebody just said, hey, okay, that's not a question, but how you doing? All right. Okay. Joseph Bush says, when telling family and friends about your mental health struggles, who was the hardest person to be honest with? He says, for him, it was his mother, and that admitting I needed help with my mental health was harder than coming out. Wow. 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 And I also want to say, Joseph, congratulations to you on being officially 10 days sober from alcohol. Y'all, let's give it up for Joseph Bush. As he said, one step at a time, he's making progress. So I want to encourage you that it is about progress and not perfection. I just want you to know that the Checking In community, we're holding you up. We're rooting you on for permanent sobriety. All right. And so thank you for everything. You said that you mentioned your book to your therapist and you told him that you've read it forwards and backwards numerous times since May. And so I am so thankful for that. Now, as it relates to who was the hardest person to be honest with about my mental health struggles, my family pretty much has known about my mental health struggles. But I remember the person I was dating in 2017, I was upfront with them then. But when the symptoms of depression came back, I kept them away from friends and family because I didn't want people to be like, oh my gosh, here we go again. But sometimes depression and anxiety will lie to you. It will tell you nobody wants to hear it. You need to deal with this all alone. There are people that are close to you. You know the ones that you can tell because they have proven themselves to you over and over and over again. But it seems like the people closest to you won't understand when the fact is they really do understand. And the enemy of depression would want to isolate you to the point of having dark thoughts. And then before you know it, you're thinking thoughts of death. And then it goes from thoughts to actual execution of taking your life. So make sure that the hardest person to be honest with is probably the person that you need to be honest with. All right. Thank you, Joseph. Again, sending love, sending love, sending love to you. All right. This is exciting. Thank y'all so much for your questions. Levi says, how do you overcome self-sabotaging thoughts and gain the wherewithal to get out of your own way? How do you overcome self-sabotaging thoughts? The root of self-sabotaging thoughts is probably no love for yourself. The root of self-sabotaging thoughts is you thinking you don't deserve whatever it is that you're about to destroy, whether it's that relationship or that opportunity. Know that you deserve to walk in every door you're called to. And if you're doing the work, you've studied, you've researched, you graduated, you got the degree or whatever, you're qualified to walk in doors that you probably weren't invited in as well. But that root of self-sabotaging thoughts most of the time is you feeling like you don't deserve that opportunity or that relationship. So once you know who you are and God's love for you and love for yourself, that's when you can start getting out of your own way. Okay. Brittany Green, what is the best way to promote your products? I have children's books and was featured on GMA, but still need help getting them out there. Well, congratulations, Brittany, on having your books featured on Good Morning America. First of all, that is huge. She has books titled Little Black Girl, Little Black Boy, Little Black in Colors, The Black Kid Magic Collection. Congratulations, Brittany. That is awesome. Well, first of all, you got featured on Good Morning America, right? And I think from there, that was an amazing plug. Sometimes social media posting more than once. By the way, I'm guilty of feeling like, well, I don't want to be promoting products because I don't want people thinking that I'm always promoting products. But MJ Harris was like, girl, you better promote yourself. You better promote your products. So Brittany, get out there, promote your products. Do pop-ups. Do some pop-ups, you know, maybe get permission to do pop-ups at schools, churches. Not only do pop-ups, but seeing if they'll give you like 2 or 3 minutes in the service to get up and share about your book. Do giveaways. That's always grand. But I'm excited for you. So you guys check out her book. It's called The Black Kid Magic Collection. Let's see. Little Black Girl, Little Black Boy, and Little Black in Color, an affirmations coloring book by Brittany Green. All right. Congratulations. This is exciting. Exciting and exciting. How have y'all been doing, by the way, you know, with the holidays? And are you getting through the holidays all right? Let me know how you're doing with that and what you're doing. How do you deal with the pressures of society while dealing with conflicting pressures from yourself? Patient state. Wow, that's a great question. How do you deal with the pressures of society? I'm trying to figure out the pressures of society to do what? You put pressures on yourself when you try to succumb to the pressures of society. So you say, how do you deal with the pressures of society while dealing with conflicting pressures from yourself? Who do you want to answer to, yourself or to society? Who do you want to answer to, yourself or God, right? So get in alignment with God's plan for you and his purpose for your life, and you won't worry about the pressures of society. Because when you're walking with God, you are walking in divine perfection. Okay, patience. Amazing, amazing. I am going to, let's see. Let me switch to another social media platform to see what y'all are talking about. I'm excited. I love these questions. I love these questions. Thank you, Taryn. She says, I look forward to Real Michelle's text messages. It's the positivity and encouragement for me. So listen, once again, continue to text me at 404-737-0812. Jasper says, how do you remember names of all the people you work with? Intentionality, you know, making sure that you connect something with their name about something. Like, there's a guy who was just on the set of a movie and his name was Chris. Well, unfortunately, when I think of the name Chris, I think of an ex-boyfriend. So that's how I remembered his name, Chris. I was like, oh, okay. And I have a first cousin whose name is Chris. One of my principal's name was Chris Wilson. So that's how I can remember names of all the people that you work with. It can be difficult and sometimes you're going to make a mistake, but try to be intentional about remembering names and always maybe associating something cool with that person, the environment and the name. Jalen Wesley says, when did you experience that you were experiencing anxiety and depression and not just a bad day or being in a funk? I would say a lot of that is in my book. Go to checkinginbook.com. But I don't take questions like these for granted. I believe this is a serious question for this young person. When did you realize you were experiencing anxiety and depression and not just a bad day or being in a funk? When it lingers for weeks and weeks at a time? When it isolates you from family and friends and doing the things that you used to do? You don't want to eat. You don't want to shower. You don't want to groom yourself. You used to go get your line up all the time. Or ladies, you was always in the salon every 7 or 10 days or every 2 weeks, child, getting your hair washed, shampooed, flat ironed. And you don't do those things anymore. Those are one of the ways you're fatigued. You know, so prayerfully, you're able to get to the root of the anxiety and the depression. And as it relates to a bad day, I believe there are bad moments that we make into a bad day. So I just want to encourage somebody that there's could be one bad moment. And does it kind of jolt you and trigger you and kind of piss you off a little bit? Yeah, but don't let that ruin your entire day. If you can deal with it and process it within 30 minutes, don't let that ruin the rest of your day. I had a bad day. Well, lots of us have bad days because we allowed that day to be bad when we really are just upset about a bad moment, a bad 5 minutes. You know, well, the bad 5 minutes of the day ruined the whole day. No, you make the choice that says, you know what? This person tried me at work. The person at the airport tried it. I'm going to allow myself to be mad for 10 minutes. Then I'm not going to let this affect my day. Okay. I feel like I'm like, y'all are my babies. I want y'all to be great. And I want you guys to conquer this stuff. Ooh. Shalon says, oh, wow. How do you unplug from everything when you still have responsibilities that won't allow you to completely unplug? Wow. How do you unplug? You just do it. There's no magic potion that I drink. I just intentionally... let's discover what the word and the meaning of the word intentional. Okay. I'm doing this live as we speak. The meaning of the word intentional. Intentional means done on purpose. It's deliberate. Now, that could be wrongdoing and harm. Could be done on purpose and it's deliberate, or something for your peace that's done on purpose, something for your well-being that is on purpose. It's intended, it's planned, it's calculated, it is deliberate. So how do you unplug? You say, I'm going to steal away for 10 minutes. I'm going to go take a walk. For 10 minutes, I'm going to listen to this podcast. For 10 minutes, I'm going to listen to the number one Afrobeat song. I'm going to just put it on repeat. How do you unplug when you still have responsibilities that won't allow you to completely unplug? Trust me, whatever responsibilities that you have, they find a way, whether it's a person, place, or thing, it finds a way to unplug from you. So you find a way to unplug from it or them. And thank you for letting me know. You said, there are extensions of your questions that I won't read because I feel like it's personal. You were saying that you confirmed that I'm not wrong when you say no to people's invites. So on the podcast with Dr. Aquia, we were talking about setting boundaries with families and why people get upset if you say no to an invitation. And most of the times you're saying no because maybe there's somebody there that you're not ready to see or deal with because there's a problem that's taken place that has not been solved. And so you are intentionally saying, yeah, I think it's best for me and probably the entire people that are arriving at this event, it's best that I not be there. So I get it. I totally understand. Ebony Copeland says, good day, Michelle. What was your greatest strength you discovered when you recovered from taking time out for you to heal? The greatest strength that I discovered. To continue to push through. When you push through, that's when you build up your strength. It just doesn't come overnight. When you lift weights for one day, you really don't see that big of a difference. But day three, day four, day five, that's when that strength is built. When you're continually doing the work over time, you will see change. I promise you, you will see change. You will see a change in yourself, and you'll probably see a change in the way that people treat you. Okay? I just love.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Okay, someone wants to know my morning routine, my everyday routine. What does it involve? So for me, I learned that when I wake up, this sounds corny and probably childish, I don't know. One of the first things I do is I make my bed. I don't care how I'm feeling. I don't care if I'm jet lagged. I make my bed. I walk into my kitchen. I grab my coffee. I do all of that. I do my prayers and devotions. Did I mention brush your teeth? You got to do that. But as soon as I get up and put my 2 feet on the floor, I make my bed. Because it is something about when a person has dealt with depression and anxiety, clutter and filth and messiness does not make me feel better at all. So I have to make my bed, fold clothes, put them back where they're supposed to be. And I know that sometimes when you are in a state of depression, the dishes pile up, the clothes pile up. So I get it. But now that I'm not in that state of depression, and what keeps me from probably going back into a state of depression is what I choose to do for my daily routine and hygiene. The three steps and three pillars of checking in is checking in with myself, checking in with others, and checking in with God. That is so, so important. So important. For some reason, I'm going back to this young person's question, and I'm sending them the link to my book. So yes, www.checkinginbook.com will also give you great detail about when I realized I was experiencing depression. And as far as depression is concerned for me, we traced it way back to the seventh grade, the initial symptoms. I just read y'all's questions and I just get so endeared to you guys. I get sad because I know people are going through it. People are suffering. And if it is what I can do for my purpose is to let you know that you can make it and to be your coach, telling you to get through it. Keep running the race. Don't give up, because eventually you're going to run another race and you're going to pass the baton on to someone else. So this is me passing the baton on to someone else by letting them know I've made it. Now it's up to you to continue the race. Mm-hmm. Someone says, good morning from Chicago. I think your podcast episode, just in my opinion, should be about your calling and your faith you had in Jesus. You took a gamble on the scene from Monica and then singing for Destiny's Child, then being in the field of criminal justice. It's almost like you heard him actually tell you what to do. We need to hear more stories like that, Michelle. I know when I hear your story, it sounds so remarkable and it's very inspiring. God used your life as an instrument and literally your voice. Thank you, Tatiana. That's very kind of you. Very kind of you. Yes, that my story is kind of miraculous, of not asking for permission to be successful, not asking for permission to be great. So I encourage that of all of you guys. You do not have to ask permission to be great. Honey, they'll come and support you later, and then they'll be asking you questions when you follow your dreams. Do not ask permission. Do not ask for permission to be great. Now, those of y'all that you might be in your teens and you're still living at home with mommy and dad, that's okay. You're going to need their support and probably their funds. But pray for their belief in you. And even if they don't believe in you, I believe in you. God believes in you. He put a gift inside of you for a reason. Okay. So you are going to be just fine. but do not ask for permission to be great. Okay. All right. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Honey, I didn't ask permission. I didn't ask. No, ma'am. No, sir. I did not ask. Someone says, please pray for my dad. I don't know what you're going through, but just the fact that you've asked for prayer. So, God, we are praying for the father of Claire Moreau. You know exactly why she is requesting prayer. You knew before I did of what he stands in need of. So we're asking that you you give them the peace and joy. And God, we're asking, I'm sensing healing to take place in that family, in Claire and in her father. So God, we know that it's already done. And God, I ask a special blessing for Claire and her courage and her strength to be vulnerable and transparent, to even ask such a request. And so from me to all of my checking in listeners, God, we send this request up to you. We know you've already heard it, and we already know that you've already gone before us and you've made a way. Amen. Lonnie Sanders says, how does it make you feel knowing your platform is providing a safe space to discuss mental health? Wow. It is a joy. I feel grounded and rooted knowing that my desire to help people, I didn't know through what platform or, I didn't know. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. But sometimes, honey, pain, a lot of us have found our purpose and calling through pain. I don't know why it is, but Jesus himself, his purpose was to save a dying world through pain. Even before he decided to die on the cross, if you're a believer and you believe in this story, even before he died on the cross, he suffered pain, betrayal. Even if you don't believe in the Bible, just take the stories, for instance. How many of us experience pain and betrayal? So even the person that we say is the perfected one experienced pain and betrayal and was able to inspire generations after generations after generations after generations. Whoever your hero is went through some type of pain. Okay? And lots of times we find our calling, we find our purpose through our pain. It sucks. It's like, God, why do I have to find my purpose through something that hurts? You know what I mean? So, yes. Last question for this episode. What has strengthened my relationship with God? The good times and the bad times. What strengthened my relationship with God is so that I can be more in tune to serve you guys. What I have is not for me. I know that it's not for me. It is to help. It is to help you. So I'm excited to be here. We are on our way to another season of checking in. I could not do it without you. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful to do this with you guys. So y'all keep checking in. Keep sharing the podcast. Share it with someone that you know could use it. You know what I mean? And if you can, let me know what your favorite episodes have been. I'm seeing that some of y'all have wanted me to talk to Chrisette Michelle. Someone just asked me about having Taraji Henson on. So we've got some heavy hitters again for 2022. So I will take these requests and these suggestions very, very, very seriously. Okay. All right. I will talk to y'all again. And thank y'all. Like I said, thank you for checking in. Prayerfully, you're having an amazing holiday. It doesn't have to be full of drama, glitz, and glamour. It can be the most calm, minimalist couple weeks for you. Prayerfully, you're resting. And don't push yourself. Don't stress yourself out, honey. You hear me? You listening to me? Don't stress yourself out. Mm-mm. No. No, don't do that. All right. Again, I love you. And we're going to do another Q&A that's coming up on the next episode of Checking In. But for right now, I hope that there is something that I've said that helped you today. All right. Love you much. Bye. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.